All right, welcome to the, you go ahead and say welcome to the podcast, but now don't do the music anymore.
You want me to open it still?
Yeah, why not?
A tradition. It's your thing. A Facebook Live, WGNRadio.com exclusive website, live exclusive.
It's all webby all the time.
Super web.
That's
super
what we do,
web
super
street.
Web. You need to come into the picture, I think, a little more.
What, do I?
Little,
well, it's,
I don't know.
There's
I
a delay.
Is there? Oh, no, you're fine.
There we go. Well, hi,
all
Facebook
right.
Live. I'm Cody Goff, and this is Brian New. In fresh and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I am so exhausted, I can't believe it. And I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting and talking and just living, but I'm so tired I guess it's jet lag. I've never experienced jet lag before because I don't travel anywhere where that would be an issue. You know, this is the first time with a big flight.
Jet lag is real.
Jet lag is real. Hashtag jet lag is real. Hashtag lagged lives matter.
All right, I'll write that down here on the.
Please
on
do
the,
that. Lagged lives matter.
I don't think I'm going to put that. What did you say? Jet lagged matter? What?
Lagged lives matter.
No, before that.
Jet lag is real.
Is real. Jet lag is real. Great. There we go.
It's like that creepy commercial that you did. Tinnitus is real, my friend. Do you remember that in the middle of the night we would run that back years and years? Maybe it was just when Christy was here, but it was this creepy voice dude, you know, that ringing in your ear. Tinnitus is real, my friend. Ah, we would all be terrified that this tinnitus guy was going to come and kill us like The Walking Dead.
Wow.
Terrifying.
Wow.
So yeah, jet lag is real. I don't know where to go. We've got so much to talk about from the trip, but, you know, I mean, yeah, at some point, it's like when people used to come over back in the day and show you vacation slides. You can only hear so much, and you go, all right, boring.
So
I've had enough.
I don't want to focus on the specific things you did. I mean, unless you've got some really specific stories, but how...
Like the blood in the sand at the bull ring?
The blood in the...
That's specific.
It's specific and short into the... Because that's different. Anybody can say, oh, I went to the bull ring, but
no,
saying I went to the bull ring and there was fresh blood.
Well, that and the fact that, all right, that was like the last big thing. One of the last big things we did was take a tour of this bull ring in Madrid that is huge. It seats over 40,000 people. And I guess I know bullfighting is a huge cultural thing. I will say this at the outset. I don't believe I would ever want to actually see a bullfight.
Really?
Just based on some of the video that was shown throughout the tour, I don't think that's my thing. When a matador is awarded an ear or the tail and they parade around holding the ear of the bull, and no, it's... I get it. It's part of their culture. But even over there, while we were in Madrid, in Spain, there were a lot of protests regarding bullfighting.
Yeah.
So people are not... people have evolved, and some are saying that this practice should go away. I'll leave that to the Spaniards to debate. I will tell you that it was fascinating to learn about the culture of bullfighting and the matadors and all the other people that go along with it and seeing this huge stadium and watching Molly make faces at every turn because she's like, I can't believe this. I said, no one here is promoting bullfighting. We're taking a tour of something that's culturally significant to the Spanish people. And we're learning about it. And we're actually in the bull ring. And the last bullfight had been a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there were still big things of blood, you know, it's kind of creepy.
A little bit.
And then the presidential box, or the royal box, was very nice because I learned the seats that are in the shade are more expensive than seats that are in the sun. And the royal box is always in the shade.
Not surprised.
So they don't get any sun.
Makes sense.
And, you know... It was cool to see. And then I realized something with the matadors and the knights. They're all very wee. They're tiny little people. They're not Lilliputian size. They're a little taller, but they're very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Medieval knights were very small because we saw an armory at the Royal Palace. I'm jumping around. But we were at the Royal Palace and we saw all the suits of armor. And they were all very short. And then I felt bad for horses. So the whole animal thing, I felt bad for horses. Because horses had to wear armor as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to not only wear armor, then they had to have a dude on top of them who was all in armor, carrying a sword that was probably taller than him. Because a lot of the swords were very large.
Yeah, I thought they were big watching Highlander.
Yeah,
those actors are tall.
Right, no, these are little guys wielding big swords.
Mm-hmm.
which is, you know, a euphemism, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
Well, I feel like people can get a sense of some of your itinerary from just following you on Facebook.
Yeah, I tried not to put too much on there, but I wanted some highlights.
I think there was definitely some highlights. But I just want to know, it's your first international travel. It's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
And I always try to impress upon people that it is life-changing and it changes your – it can change your perspective. Because the main thing is even – the things that we think of as normal, because you and I both traveled around the country, you especially, you've traveled all over the country. And in America, there's some things that are different here or there, but gas stations, bathrooms, the chain restaurants, all the states in America are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Whereas there, even flushing a toilet, it's just different. You press a button on the top of it.
You press a button, and you... What side of the button do you
exactly
press?
You've
do you press the little side or the big side?
Yeah. So
I always go big.
They're just the things that you think are the same globally.
Right.
You see some things and you think, oh, wait, other places do it differently.
All right. I'm going to say this. I still don't get the bidet. Our bathroom in the hotel had
a
toilet.
Bidet?
A cisterno or cistern and toilet. And then it had a bidet. I didn't use it. I've tried to use a bidet twice in my life. And it's still a mystery to me. I don't understand it. I know what it's supposed to do. I don't. The times I've tried to use it, it doesn't seem effective to me. I don't know how to aim the spray. I don't know where. It doesn't seem right.
Are you talking about the toilet now or the bidet?
No, the bidet. I know how to work a toilet.
All right.
I've been working a toilet since I was two.
Well, you said, all right. So where were you staying where there was a bidet? Because I did not see a single bidet in 2 weeks in Madrid.
Well, maybe I just stay at a higher class place.
You definitely did.
I stayed at a whorehouse. And they all have bidets. I stayed at a brothel. My wife stayed down the street at a Howard Johnson's.
A Dornish brothel.
A Dornish brothel with Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah.
We drank and whored. Mm. No, we stayed at a very nice but very inexpensive hotel right off Gran Via. So right in the heart of central Madrid. It was the Aquaria is the chain, and the Aquaria Negresco was the hotel. It was only like $75 a night.
That's good.
That was real good for right where we were. And they had breakfast included every morning.
That's key.
It was, Dad, listen, the room was small. And when I say small, I mean a small.
Yeah.
Smallito. That's poquito. Muy poquito.
Muy poquito.
Yeah,
sí, bien.
Muy poquito.
Muy bien.
But there was and the bathroom, everything was small. But there was a toilet. And then there was the sink. And then on the other side of the sink was the bidet, and then there was the shower.
Hmm.
And I think it was a bidet. I don't think it was a spare toilet.
Like, yeah.
Go to the bed. We got to bring in the spare toilet. No, it was a bidet. Hmm. So you didn't see any, but that was the only, well.
But we did. We stayed in an Airbnb, not a hotel.
So you stayed, my daughter's apartment didn't have a bidet.
Well, right.
Her apartment just had a toilet.
I will say, I'm sure the hotel room was small, but in France and Italy especially, it's literally you open the door and there's a bed and it's wall to wall. That's how small. So I don't know if it was that extreme.
Well, you walked in and there was, you know, a couple feet, and then you were looking at a closet.
Mm-hmm.
So you looked at you walked in about 4 or 5 feet. There was a closet. You turned and the bed basically took up the whole wall. There was enough room on the side for, you know, like a nightstand kind of counter. There on the opposite end of the bed, there was a counter. And the TV was mounted on the wall, little TV, about the size of our computer monitors
here. I'm surprised they had a TV.
Yeah. Well, listen, I watched it for 1 hour, which I will get to. I watched it for 1 hour. And then there was a tiny little table and two, like, plastic chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bathroom. So there wasn't a lot of room. You couldn't take a stroll. And in the middle of the night, to get up to go to the bathroom, it was... You had to be really cautious because there was just a narrow path between the bed and the counter to get to the bathroom. But that being said, the room was very clean. The people at the desk were wonderful. They all spoke English. The breakfast, was good. There was all kinds of stuff. I will say you were right about the coffee. I forgot you were right about the coffee until I poured the first full mug of coffee.
Oh, no.
I'm pouring it and I'm like, man, this coffee looks thick. And the cup was about 3/4 full, and I went, oh, yeah, Cody said it's too strong. So I stopped, And my first cup of coffee was like drinking motor oil.
Oh.
Because I did, they had a nice, but here they had the coffee pot and then they had a big dispenser of warm milk. So you could have your cafe con leche, your cafe con leche.
Yeah.
And you just, and so after the first cup that I had to add a lot of sugar to.
Yeah.
Then as my coffee drinking went on throughout the week, it was like about a half a cup of coffee and then half a cup of milk. Because I don't know what they do over there to that coffee. But, man, it is strong.
Yeah.
El Strongo.
Yeah.
The cafe.
I've never understood why it's different. How would they brew it?
Well, and this is the American. I'm watching people drink it out of little cups. And I take, because you walk into the breakfast room and everything's, you just kind of grab everything yourself. So there's stacks of plates and there's a tray of cups and there's trays of little glasses for the orange juice and stuff. And I just grab a coffee mug. Because I'm used to, you know, a coffee mug.
Yeah.
And I see the Europeans are drinking it out of these little, like, ooh, little pinky up kind of cups.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, maybe they just can't hang. And wow. So, but it got to the point by the third day, I was drinking like three cups.
Yeah.
And just, I was jacked.
That's intense. Jacked.
But they had, you know, it was, so that was really nice. But I did realize... I enjoy other cultures, but I still carry the baggage of me wherever I go. I mean, I tried to be sensitive of the culture, and I know some things are a little more lax. Like, people take their time.
Yeah.
See, in Europe, people take their time, which I think is nice. Had I had more than 3 days, I may have, you know, exercised my right to take my time. I didn't have time to take my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to be patient, and it only played into, I found most of the people very nice. According to Debbie, there was a lot of BO.
Because you have no sense of smell.
I have no sense of smell, so yeah. I'm blissfully unaware of the European stank.
Yeah, you lucked out tonight.
Oh, did I?
Something's wrong with me.
Something was wrong with me the entire time I was in Spain. I have never, I don't know if it's what I ate before I got on the plane here. I don't know if it's what they gave me on the plane the flight over. I don't know if it was the motor oil that I drank every morning.
I would think it's the coffee, honestly.
Holy God, because I was there. I scared myself to the point where I was like, something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
It did, and it was continuous. I was... If, you know, the urban legend of, you know, a chemical being in the pool. So if you pee in the pool, it turns the water all brown or blue.
Is that a thing?
Is there an urban legend? They scare kids to not pee in the pool by going, if you pee in the pool, there's a chemical and the water all turn orange right around
you. No one ever told me that.
Oh, well, I've heard it.
That's probably why I pee in the pool all the time.
Well, exactly. Well,
just kidding,
I
didn't do that.
If I had known there was a chemical that would have turned my methane a color, I would have been surrounded in color
Wow. The
entire time.
That's graphic.
Like, horrifying.
Graphic.
I don't think it is.
Spoiler
I'm trying
alert.
Not to be graphic.
Happy
I'm just
Halloween,
saying,
there listener.
Was just a stomach problem, stomach issues the whole time.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, but the people were very nice. I had a great time. We saw here were the highlights.
So you have a list. Is this the list?
This is what I learned.
All right.
This is my list of what I learned.
Okay. So are you going to do the highlights now, and then we'll cut off the Facebook
like
feed, and then you can do your
list?
Yeah,
we'll do what I learned on the other side. So these are just some of the things we did. We went, this is how, because again, me, I'm going to Spain, and while the flights were reasonable and the hotel was cheap, it still cost money to go. And we were on a very truncated schedule because of work schedules and things like that. So I wanted to jam in as much as possible. Now, I know you were there for what, 2 weeks?
I was there for a little over 2 weeks.
A little over 2 weeks. And you said you didn't do a whole lot of sightseeing. You did some. You actually took some day trips, though, too.
Yeah. We did a fair... You probably did more than me,
no.
Honestly.
Well, that's...
I'm not even kidding.
So the first day we get there, we go to a market, which you went to, which is really cool because mm-hmm. it's a great way to get indoctrinated into all the different things.
Yeah.
There's booths. It's a big, like, train station size kind of place filled with booths that have every sort of food imaginable, tapas size, and vino tinto, which is the red wine, and cerveza, which everybody knows is beer. So we started there, and that's where our daughter met us. So Tuesday comes, we go to Toledo, which you recommended, and I thank you for that because that was a wonderful day trip.
Good.
Taking the high-speed train. We did every sort of public transportation known to man over there. We took high-speed trains, regular trains, took cabs, we took tour buses, we took the metro, which is the subway.
Yeah.
What else did we take? We did not take a Segway.
I did not take a single cab when we were there.
Really?
Somehow. But I was disappointed to hear your experience on the metro system.
It was just hot.
Because
it
wasn't my experience at all. To me, coming back, because I ride the L every day.
Yeah.
To me, I came back and I was embarrassed for Chicago.
Well, it was clean and it was roomy and it was very easy when you were on it to know what stop was next. So the system itself was fine. And like I said, I would use it again if I were ever there, or if I go to another city, I will use their, you know, I will use their public transportation. But it was just hot.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if that's them adjusting to the weather changes and do we turn the air on now or the heat or whatever. But yeah, it was good because you got on and they make that announcement and they're making the announcement and the announcement is printing out so you can see it. And then the maps are right above the door. So it's very simple to go, oh, I'm at the Ventas stop, which is where the bullring was. We have to go to this stop. Oh, they've just announced we're here, 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 in case you lose track. So it was easy.
And you didn't even speak the language.
No, I don't habla. No, that's for suckers. Learning the language is for suckers. You got to go over there. You got to go over there with no safety net and see if you can exist.
You certainly had no safety net.
I had no. Well, when Molly was with us, we had a safety net because she habla'd up a storm.
Oh, did she really?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, because she lives there now. So she's yeah.
Well, she's been there like a month. I mean, it's not that
long.
Months.
She's been there a couple months.
It's been two months.
Yeah, end of August. Yeah, 2 months.
Wow.
Been there about 8 weeks.
Wow.
I know. She's got about 8 weeks left.
Time flies.
It sure does when you're jetting off to foreign countries every weekend. So she would habla with us. Like when we went to, there were a couple times when we were out that she would do that. But a lot of places have menus in English, you know, as well as in Spanish. So that was nice. And we tried, you know, we would try a little. Debbie actually complimented me once. I forget what sentence I asked somebody, but it was, you know, passable Spanish where they understood and they answered me. And I understood what they said. So,
nice. All right.
Yeah, so that was good. And we had one exchange. I had one exchange with a waitress in Toledo in a little cafe. We were outside and she didn't speak because we were English. Oh, muy poquito. Sorry. So I asked her something about a sandwich. She couldn't really tell me. And then she pointed to the one below and she said, that's what I like. And I went, oh, all right, what the hell? Roll the dice. Bring it to me. And it was fantastic. So this little smoked salmon sandwich.
Nice.
Oh, a couple cervezas. Come
nice.
On. That's how you spend a day. So we did. So that Monday was a market. Tuesday was Toledo, which was great. Fourth largest cathedral in the world. Unbelievable. These streets that were laid out so that because this was a military city, and so the town was laid out so if an invading horde got in, they would get lost.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, well, imagine if your military is getting lost, what some idiot American who's wandering around in the middle of the day. It was very easy to get lost on all these winding streets, but it was a wonderful trip back in time.
Yeah.
So that was Tuesday, followed by Paella. Wednesday was the Royal Palace, the cathedral, the theater, bless you. What else? Theater. That was what? Oh, followed by the Prado Museum and the Thyssen Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then wandering around Plaza del Sol and eating tapas at some place that had Brava sauce. That was their claim to fame. I think it was La Brava was the name of the place. And then we had one of those. So that was Wednesday. Then Thursday was, because we had bought these tickets to the on-and-off tour bus, and I was not happy with the service. So knowing me, you know that I was not going to just not use the ticket. So we got up early, and we went and walked down to the first, because the bus has two routes.
Mm-hmm.
So we got on the bus, and we were going to take the second route just around the city. And so at least then we would see the whole city, and we'd have used the bus pass. Well, we got up near Real Madrid Stadium, and we're like, oh, there's Real Madrid Stadium. It's huge. Hey, tours just started 5 minutes ago. All right, we jump off the bus. They said, the next tour's in 5 minutes. Okay, so we took a 90-minute tour of Real Madrid Stadium. We were up in their museum. Then we were down on the pitch, the field.
Yeah.
We were in the dugout, in the locker room, the whole thing. It was great. Got back on a bus. Traffic was horrible. Saw the U.S. Embassy. Got on the other route of the bus.
Did you notice armed people in front of the U.S. Embassy?
I noticed. There were armed people in front of a lot of Spanish government buildings, too. But yes, I got a nice picture of the armed guard in front of the U.S. Embassy. Serious business.
They're not messing around.
No, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
That's our soil over there.
It is.
It's sovereign land right there.
Our little
right
sovereign soil.
My piece. In case I needed to, you know, you never know when I have to flee to the embassy if I cause an incident.
I'm shocked there was not an international incident. Well, other than
not.
The one involving Americans.
Well, that incident was horrifying.
Yeah.
But so two art museums and then La Brava. And then so Thursday was the sports stadium. Then we take the other bus and we go up and we got off at some temple that Debbie wanted to see. The temple was closing. The temple took a siesta. I don't know why. We didn't run into anything else that closed in the middle of the day. But this temple closed in the middle of the day for 2 hours.
Interesting.
It's a little old ancient temple in a park. We saw the outside. It was fine. Then we got on a cable car and we took a cable car ride across this vast area, across the river, and you could see the whole city. It was beautiful. So we did that. Then we got on the metro and took it out to where the bull ring was, had some lunch, took the tour of the bull ring, saw all that, and then came back in, did a little shopping, and ended up at a standing at a bar in a meat market eating dollar sandwiches. €1, big ham sandwiches for €1, and drinking beers for under €1.
Amazing.
And them giving us tapas.
Amazing.
And I forget, there was a point in there where Debbie and I went and had a couple glasses of wine while Molly was packing, and they gave us big bowls of olives.
The olives are
on point.
Great. And I don't love olives, but we ate olives everywhere there.
Debbie hates olives, or thought she hated olives, until she had the first olive. Oh, these are good olives.
They're serious olives.
They're really good olives. Everything was fine. It was wonderful. The food was good. Did you have any of those potato and egg tortillas, they call them?
Yes.
Those are good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good food.
Yeah. It's, you know, I will say that here's the one piece of food that I did not care for. So we stopped at that tapas place, La Brava's. And Debbie was handling the orders. Because I get to the end of the day and I get cranky. Because I was waking up every morning at 5. Not because I had to, not because I wanted to, just because my body went, hey, jackass, get up. It's 5 o'clock.
Because jet lag.
It was jet lag. Jet lag is real. # lagged lives matter. And so I was tired. And then we were trying to cram everything in. I wanted to get my money's worth out of Spain.
You sure did.
And so I was So by the end of the day, which for us was 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. That's really when people in Madrid are waking up.
That's when they're getting off work.
Yes.
At the earliest.
Right. Because then they go out to dinner at 11:30. Mm-hmm. I missed out on a whole portion of Spanish life because it happened after I was in bed.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm not going to a club to work some of these Spanish women.
There was no clubs. I saw people pushing strollers at 11 p.m.
I know.
It's weird.
It is weird. I know people, because we would eat dinner at like 8:30 or something, and it was like, oh, this is very early. And I'm like, well, I understand, but I'm done. I can't physically move anymore. My legs hurt. I was tired. And when I'm tired and in pain, I'm like an animal, and I get cranky. And so we were at this place, and I was like, I just want to have a drink, and I want to sit. And you guys order whatever you want. And so aren't you going to look at the menu? I said, all right. I looked at the menu. I would go anything like this. So Debbie and Molly order all the stuff. And Debbie ordered spicy meat on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was called. Spicy meat on a stick.
That's descriptive.
Well, sure. I like a little more adjectives in front of my meat.
Mm.
I want to know what sort of meat.
You don't want to know what sort of stick, though? That doesn't concern you?
No, the stick doesn't bother me. The spice element I get,
okay.
I'm good with that.
Sure.
That adjective works. Everything else comes, and I'm tasting everything, and it tastes pretty good. And Debbie takes a bite of the spicy meat on a stick and makes a face. And I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, I don't like it. I don't know what kind of meat it is. I go, well, why didn't you ask before you ordered it? Well, I don't know. It sounded good to me. Spicy meat on a stick sounds good to you? really? That sounds good to me. Spicy chicken on a stick sounds good. Spicy beef on a stick sounds good. Spicy pork. Spicy venison. Spicy meat leaves too much room for, we had a pest problem. Or, hey, I haven't seen a lot of cats around. Or, hey, did you hear any barking? No, I haven't really either. So there's a lot of open-ended when you're just at the meat. Now, I like meat of all sorts.
You do.
So I popped a piece in my mouth. I chewed on something that didn't have a meaty texture. I was like,
tastes like a chicken McNugget.
I don't know what it was. But I ate one piece, and I went, I'm done with the spicy meat on the stick.
Yeah.
So the waiter came back, and there were like three pieces of this spicy meat still on the stick. And he was like, oh, you know, like? We're like, nah. He goes, oh, no? I go, no. Should I take away? Yeah. And Debbie says, what kind of meat is it? It's pig. I don't know what part of the pig. Could have been sphincter.
Some part of the pig.
Well, technically, he may have been right. But I was not buying it. It did not go well.
Sure.
All right. All right. Let's do this. Let's wrap up this Facebook Live portion of the program. And then we will go to the... hello, Cheryl. And then we will go... Who else?
There were some good shout-outs. Also, thank you, Johanna, for saying bless you for my sneeze.
Did you
say bless you, too?
I did, too.
Okay, because I turned off my mic and I wasn't really... It was very loud. My allergies the last week.
Oh, really?
I saw a WGN weather person tweeted on Wednesday or Thursday that mold or spore levels are at alert levels.
Is that right?
And people with allergies need to watch out. It hit me like a sack of bricks on Wednesday. I had to start taking Zyrtec every day. And Friday, I left work early, an hour early, because my sinuses were freaking out.
Really?
We have some weird nondescript sinus allergy medication at work, and I took some. And I think it was heavy, like Benadryl type
stuff.
Oh,
no.
Because I left at 3:30. Told my boss I got to go home. Went home, laid down. I sat on my couch, and I was done. I passed out for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Just immediately upon getting home. So, I don't know, allergy season. Watch it out there. Get your allergy meds.
Well, that's good to know, because I had been taking Claritin every morning.
Yeah.
Till we went to Spain, and I haven't since I came back. But
yeah. Zefrax is what I take. It's like Claritin.
Zefrax.
I think it's the same thing.
All right. Is that a shout-out? We trying to get a corporate sponsor?
If we got a pharmaceutical sponsor,
we would love some pharmaceuticals.
I would accept even that at this point. But yeah, a lot of people agreeing with you. They think bullfighting is I don't know if you didn't say, you said you respect it culturally. So people on Facebook saying they wouldn't also, they're not.
Yeah,
on board.
I would not want to go. I wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn about it, but I don't need to see it.
Absolutely.
I get it.
Sure.
I get what it is.
Me too.
Wholesale slaughter. No, I don't know if that's true. It's all based in respect of the bull, but it's still, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, they're killing a bull.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to turn off the camera. Thanks for joining us on Facebook Live.
Thank you, Facebook Live. We will see you again at some point. You never
Roger
know.
Forgot to come we just pop in.
Yeah, Roger forgot to come down, but he's sending comments. He has things to do in the newsroom.
Maureen says yes, Cody. The mold is really bad. Called it. Allegra works the best for me. There you go.
All right.
Shout out.
Thanks.
Pharmaceutical company.
Big Pharma. Love you.
That's not true.
Bye. All right. Are you done? Are we off? Are we finished with that high-tech gizmo, that gadgetry? That black magic, that voodoo?
What are you, rehearsing?
Rehearsing what?
Nothing. All right. So what did you learn?
Right,
what did you learn?
I learned a lot of things in España.
All right.
One, they speak a lot of Spanish.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
I learned that.
Weird.
I learned that I don't speak Spanish, but I learned enough to get by. So that was good. I was able to communicate.
That's nice.
I was able to ask for things and get things. ¿Cuánto cuesta? How much is it? So I know that. You know, I learned. I also, this isn't on the list, but you know what I liked? I like that whenever you use a credit card, they don't take the card and disappear. They bring a little reader right over to you so you never see your, you never lose track of your card.
Yeah.
Ever. I like that.
Yeah.
I liked it very much. I also learned that people don't tip over there. Now, I had heard this, and I was chastised by my daughter for always, are you sure we shouldn't tip? Are you sure we don't tip? Nobody here tips. Because we didn't have any small euros when we got in the cab from the airport to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 30 euros to get the cab ride from the airport, which is on the window. It's a set price
yeah.
from the airport to the city center. But I didn't know you don't tip. So I tipped the guy 5 euro and Molly was like, oh my God, what did you do? What are you tipping the guy 5 euro? What are you insane? So it was weird, but we didn't tip.
That's a pretty solid, tip for,
yeah
it was weird to get used to. And my girlfriend and I would still leave usually. If we had a little change, you know, a euro or something, we'd...
Well, I did it at the last place we were, the place where we were standing, and just... Because the joint was packed mm-hmm. at this big circular bar, and you're standing there, and there's tapas sandwiches everywhere, and it was so great. And the guy was right on the money, bang, bang, bang. So we tossed him a couple things, and plus he gave us a few plates of tapas, so it was, you know... But so that was weird. The not tipping thing was weird.
Services are very different in different countries. My girlfriend has told me in Argentina, being a server is like a respected profession. I don't know if these are exactly her words, but it's kind of a serious job, and they get paid really well. So it's like a career thing. Very different than the way Americans treat it.
Right.
They're paid more.
Yeah.
We'll pay you starvation wages and hope people tip you, and maybe you'll get by.
Yeah. Well, over there, it's different, I guess. So that took me a lot. I learned a lot of people speak English, and Americans need to learn other languages. Because other countries, people speak more than one language.
Yeah.
And it was it's cool to see. And we don't stress that as much.
Yeah, I mean, they're so much closer over there, so it does make sense.
To learn more
their languages. You know, if we were Europe... Think of how many times you go to Indiana or Wisconsin,
right?
You know, it would just happen. So, but I would imagine part of it's their education too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the beautiful young woman who was our guide at the Real Madrid Stadium tour, she flip flopped between Spanish and English flawlessly.
Yeah.
And don't think I wasn't watching nonstop. And our guide in Toledo also would speak in Spanish and then go to English. It was very nice. Bidets are still a mystery. Toilets are very small. These are all things I learned. An episode of Deadwood in Spanish is still very entertaining. Monday afternoon we land and we're late. And we go to the market, as I told you, and we meet Molly and we enjoy tapas and we enjoy some wine and a couple of beers. And then we go to Molly's apartment. And while she's talking to us, I nod off but I'm trying to fight to stay awake till about, in my mind, I'm like, if I make it till 9:30 that mm-hmm. first night, that'll be good. So it gets to be about 7:30 and I can't stay awake. And I said, if I keep sitting in this chair, I'm done. I have to get up. So Molly was like, that's okay. I'm tired too. Cause she had just flown in from London. So we go on our merry way. And Debbie and I head back to the hotel, and we get there, and I'm like, well, do you want something to eat? We should probably have something to eat. Yeah, okay. And let's walk around a little because we have to try to stay up. So we're walking around Madrid and just enjoying the sights. But it was one of those – you ever been that so tired where you know you want to eat, but you don't care? Nothing really sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's here where you know stuff. There, one, you don't know anything. Two, it was like, eh. And we happen to walk by one of these meat markets where the hams are. And the hams are everywhere. It's just hanging. And you go into stores and the ham is just on a stand and people are slicing things off it. It's unbelievable. So I say to Debbie, you want to just grab a couple sandwiches and some beers and go back to the hotel? And she's like, yeah, you know what? That sounds good. So we grab some sandwiches. We grab a couple cervezas because you can just – they sell them right next to the pop.
Yeah.
It's like, oh – you want a Coke? You want a Fanta? Fanta, Fanta, don't you want it? That's the big thing over there. Everybody wants Fanta.
Fanta's big.
Fanta lemon. And then they have the beers. So we grab some beers, we grab a couple pops, and we take our sandwiches, we go back to the hotel. Well, this was the only time we turned on the TV in the room was when we were sitting there. And I turned it on and I realized I'm not going to understand a damn thing that's on this television. Because it's, as I mentioned, they speak a lot of Spanish over there.
Yeah.
So we're flipping, I'm flipping around the channels like, well, maybe there's one English-speaking channel. Probably not. And I see Deadwood. And I'm like, oh, there's Deadwood. At least I know the show. And I was waiting to hear some of Al Swearengen's swear words in Spanish. But I didn't really hear any of them. But it was, so we ate our sandwich and drank our beers and watched Deadwood in Spanish. And then went to bed.
Did you have any Coke when you were there?
You know what? I did because you told me to. Twice I got it. Now, I didn't get it out of the glass bottle.
That's fine.
I just got it out of a regular plastic twist bottle.
Oh, see, I got the can most of the time.
Oh, see, maybe. Because I tasted it, and I was like, I didn't taste that big a difference.
Oh, it's the cans.
The cans? All right, see. That's. But I tried because you had, again, you had recommended it.
Ah.
So I tried it. All right, so Deadwood entertaining. Let's see, what else? I love non-U.S. ham.
We talked about that on the show.
I love non-U.S. ham. I love it. I could eat that. I brought back a package. I didn't tell customs. Ha ha. I'm a smuggler. We also brought back little chorizos, little tapas meats.
Chorizos.
So we did that. Love non-U.S. ham. U.S. ham producers, up your game. That's all I can say.
Up it.
Find out what they're feeding to these pigs over there, how they're curing their meats. Up your ham game. Got it? I've learned that my patience, I knew my patient had limits, but they can't be extended. I've tried to be more patient with people and tried to let things unfold at their own pace. But in Toledo, that was pushed because I knew, I was warned. I think I told you before I left, Molly had told Debbie, tell Dad that it takes a long time. Meals take a long time. Okay. I'm good with that. Unless I'm in a hurry. Well, because we didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, of course.
So we walk into one cafe in Toledo, and there's nobody in there, which to me is always a bad sign. Now, I don't know if it's because we're early for lunch. I don't know if it's because this place is not good. But we sit down and we look at the menu, and we're like, nah. So we get up and leave. We're walking down, and all these places have these basically menus of the day, where for 10 euros, say, 10 euro to 12 euro, you get two plates, a glass of wine, and some bread. And the bread is wonderful, but bread is a scam because they'll put the bread on your table like they do here and not tell you they charge you for it.
Oh, we got scammed.
Until you eat it.
We got scammed bad. The last place we ate.
On the bread?
No, this was different. On the last place we ate, we got a bottle of wine, and he said, oh, there's this sample of meat, like kind of appetizer thing. Oh, there's... He was speaking Spanish to my girlfriend, so I don't know what they said.
Okay.
He said there's some meat we can kind of get as a side, and it'll be really good. The meat ended up costing, it was something like, it was literally 20 or 30 euro.
Oh, my God.
It was outrageous.
Whoa.
It ended up being almost half our meal.
Whoa.
Yeah, it ended up being a 50 or 60 euro meal or something. Just mostly because of that meat, which he just kind of said is, oh yeah, you know, you could get this little, like, we figured, oh yeah, a couple euro maybe.
Right.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was rough. I left them a bad review on Google Maps. whatever I reviewed them on.
Well, yeah, because you don't know.
That was the only time that happened, though. I wasn't even aware of this bread
upcharge.
The
bread thing. The bread is, yeah.
So they charge you if you eat. So if they bring the bread to the table and you don't touch it, do you still get charged?
I don't know.
So you didn't even know.
But as Molly said, how can they have this bread sitting there and you not eat it? Which is true, because at the paella place, they brought the bread, and she said, if you eat it, you're going to get charged. I'm like, I don't care. I'm hungry. I'm going to have some bread.
It's good bread.
The bread over there is phenomenal. I think that's one of the things I learned, too. The bread is phenomenal. So back to the patients. So then we go into this second cafe, and we walk in, and the owner, whatever, he's, oh, welcome. Buenos dias. Oh, buenos dias. Two? Yes, two. Sit right here. So we sat at this table right there, and we sat. And we sat. And we sat. And I said to Debbie, I said, listen, I don't want to cause a problem. I said, but we have a very limited amount of time here in Toledo. And I'd rather not use it sitting doing nothing. So maybe we could try something else. Okay, so we get up and we leave. And as we're walking, that's when we run into this little place with the waitress who recommended the salmon sandwich. Mm-hmm. It was great. So I was patient there because they brought us a drink pretty quick, and then we just waited for the it was fine. So I try to extend. I learned you can't see everything. Even though I tried my best, and even though that was my mantra, we can't see everything. Rationally, I knew we couldn't see everything, but irrationally, I wanted to try to see everything.
Yeah.
Can't see everything. Europeans love to smoke. They also, as I mentioned, they have no sense of personal space.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to make the comment. Oh, no. I think I did do the smoking commentary when I got back. Because I said you got to tell them, you got to give all your DARE anti-drug campaign tips to your daughter before she goes over there.
Oh, they smoke like crazy.
They all,
babies are smoking. Dogs were smoking. It's like everything is smoking.
The 50s in Hollywood.
Yeah. Everybody's smoking. Smoking. I'm like, all right. Hey, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, the weird part was our hotel was completely non-smoking except the floor we were on.
Really?
There's three rooms on the first floor, and those were smoking rooms. I was like, that's weird. But Debbie would go outside.
And when you say the first floor, you mean the ground floor, right?
No.
They called the first floor the first floor?
We actually had to go upstairs to a first floor.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, that's what I meant.
The ground floor, then the first floor.
You say the first floor, you meant the second floor. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, because it's not the ground floor.
I was thinking something else.
All right.
I was thinking, my logic was backwards, but I was just commenting on, oh, now you realize that they call the first floor the second floor. Well, they call the second floor the first floor. See, I'm talking myself in circles.
I'm confused.
I also did
realize when you mentioned that they don't stop at the corner. They stop a little further down.
Yeah.
I got that. I remember that.
So you did that make sense? More sense once you...
I would just always look for the crosswalks.
Yeah.
And then I just went with that. But yeah, none of them were right at the corner.
And you notice like the cars that come right up to you.
Come right up to you.
It's kind of weird at first.
One night I almost got hit by a scooter.
You did mention that. Now, was that because you were ignoring the crosswalk or...
No. It was one of those little tiny streets that's just cobblestone and you don't think that... You know, the shops are right there. It looks like Diagon Alley from Harry Potter. So the streets are very narrow and they're cobblestone and you don't anticipate vehicles on them because people are walking. And it was another night where it was the end of the night and I could barely walk and I was so tired. And I didn't hear the scooter beeping and Molly was yelling and I didn't get what she was saying. And all of a sudden, I'm like, the scooter comes zipping past me. I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, pay attention. Yeah. That's you got to pay attention. Europeans love it. I can't stay up late enough to enjoy European nightlife. That's past.
Well,
missed it.
Maybe you can if you just adjust your jet lag differently.
Yeah, well, maybe I need to stay more than 3 days.
There's that.
It could, that could be something. Yeah, I mean, But then on the other hand, do I want to adjust to European nightlife? Do I want to be out at some throbbing danceteria all night?
Again, you say nightlife, and that really means TGI Fridays is open till midnight. Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Family restaurants.
Really?
Yeah, when
I think everything happens late at night.
That's what
there.
I'm saying. Every family stuff, it's not just young kids clubbing.
No.
It's the
you stay up and eat dinner late, and then you go clubbing.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Or you go eat churros and chocolate. Which is was nice.
Delicioso.
Oh, muy bueno. Oh, mi es el gordo. Oh. Sí.
Sure.
Because I'm a pig.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Vino tinto rules. I learned that. Don't order spicy meat unless said meat is identified. We learned that too.
There you go.
Pack light. This was the first trip where I actually did very well with my packing. I didn't overpack.
Huh.
I did take one or a couple pairs of underwear more than I needed and two pairs of socks more than
I needed. But yeah, you always want to have extra
though. Always
got
to have those. Wear good shoes. Learn that because I'm an old man.
That's also very key. I bought a brand new pair of tennis shoes when we got there because my tennis shoes were on their last leg.
Yeah, and you got to have good shoes.
When you're walking around nonstop for 3 days, it's...
Yeah, Toledo's up and down hills.
It sure is.
I'm tired just thinking about it. All right, what else is on my list? There's a lot of BO, according to my wife. Told you that. The bread is wonderful. Knights were we. I got that. And I learned I really want a sword. I really, really want a sword. I had sword envy. I couldn't decide if I wanted just like a 14, 15-inch dagger in a nice sheath, or if I wanted to go full on and get one of these two-handed battle swords. And I don't know what I would do with it. I have no idea.
Put it on a wall?
Yeah, but then in a fit of rage, I'd decapitate everybody. Eh. I'd go down the alley just whacking neighbors with my big sword.
It's worth the risk.
You think?
I'm willing to take that risk, Brian.
See, you are. I know myself better. I don't know if I am.
No, I'm willing to take the risk of you putting it on your wall.
All right.
Because then I can come over, check it out, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Beautiful, beautiful swords. And an armor. I wanted to try on every helmet. I took a picture of this one helmet that looked like a bear or a tiger or something. It was just, everything was out of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones and real life. But it was still very.
But mostly Game of Thrones.
There was a lot of Game of Thrones. It made me feel like Game of Thrones, even though it was real.
Well, you're doing a lot of stuff at the Irish American Heritage Center. They got swords.
I know, but these were big swords. Well,
these are
big Damascus steel, you know, Toledo swords. Every size blade known to man. But you couldn't touch anything. No tukar. No tukar.
Mm.
Why? Because you know why? They don't want idiots like me picking up a giant sword, swinging it around the shop, taking out everybody who works there.
It's probably fair.
Not even on purpose. I mentioned that knights were really tiny. That's something else. And that flights still serve food. I will say I watched 4 movies on the flight back from Madrid the other day.
What movies?
I watched a movie called The Drop, which with James Gandolfini, one of his final movies. And who else was in it? Tom Hardy and James Gandolfini.
Okay.
So that was pretty good. I watched Dave and Mike Need Wedding Dates.
That's a movie?
Yeah, it was actually very, very funny.
Really?
With who's the Anna Kendrick and the girl from Parks and Recreation.
Oh, the weird one?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember her name, but she's hilarious.
I can't remember her name. She's very, very... It'll come to
I me. Like Anna Kendrick a lot.
And it was Zac Efron was the guy, and then the kid who played... he's been in a bunch. He was in Pitch Perfect. He played the Manny on Modern Family. Not Manny, but the guy who took care of the baby.
Sure.
So that was very funny. I watched the new Star Trek movie, which was very good.
Oh, Into Darkness? Or no, is this...
No.
What was the new one?
I don't remember. But it was pretty good.
All right.
And then what was the fourth one? Was it another comedy? He asked rhetorically. I probably should have written it down.
And you stayed awake that whole time.
I slept for 30 minutes on the flight back.
Huh.
That was not good. But then it was another comedy. I can't remember which one it was.
Clearly wasn't that funny.
No, it was one I wanted to see, too. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It'll come to me once I'm not completely
yeah,
out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was so. But that was nice because it was beautiful. You plug in your headphone; it's right on the back of the seat. You can watch whatever you want. Everybody's enjoying themselves. It was The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
Was it good?
It was okay. I'm stuck on a plane. Anything is fine.
You're a movie guy. I read 300 pages of Game of Thrones.
See,
when
I should have read. I bought a book. I actually bought a book at the airport.
What book?
A John Grisham novel.
Oh.
Nothing. But I was like, I haven't read a book in a long time. I'll probably read a book. That'll be nice. I'll read a book. The flight over, I slept most of it. I started to watch X-Men, the new X-Men movie.
Oh, no.
Well, that was fine because I fell asleep. Armageddon.
Apocalypse.
I got maybe 30 minutes in, snooze, out. And then I watched... Did I watch something? No, I slept most of the way.
Yeah.
Because on the flight over, it was nice. Because Debbie and I were in the two... The plane is laid out 2 seats, 4 seats in the middle, 2 seats on the end.
Yeah.
We had the 2 seats, like 2 seats together. But across the aisle, there was no one. There were a lot of empty seats. So Debbie moved across the aisle. So she had seats and I had seats. So I was able to get kind of comfortable, but being, you know, you're very tall as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. There's not a lot of that. But it worked out. So we slept most of the way over.
Yeah.
And I became very envious of the business class passengers.
Those, I don't know. They're paying so much more.
I know. It's
just
ridiculous.
For a bigger... because
to have like your own private reclining bed.
No, wait. On your way back to America, was the plane full?
Much. Not completely, but fuller,
that,
yes.
That's what I experienced as well.
So we had to sit together the whole time.
Yeah, the way to Europe is very sparse. Because last time I flew to... when I flew to Ireland, even 7 or 8 years ago... there was, I mean, half the plane was empty. You could lay down.
Well, that was, there were some people, there were a couple rows where people were laying down on the flight back, but mostly it was much more crowded.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I learned that the TSA agents here in Chicago are jerks.
Nah.
Just because trying to get through customs is a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was easier to go through customs in Spain than it was to leave the airport here. And I'm a citizen.
Yeah.
And that's what I yelled at one point. I'm a citizen. And Debbie said, stop making a scene.
I didn't experience that. I thought they were fine.
Somebody else, one of the producers from Tony and Tina's, came back from Russia on Friday, and she said she had no problems either.
Weird.
But the lines were crazy, and they weren't labeled to get out. This is after you go through and you declare your stuff, and then you go pick up your bags, and there's one more exit.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare.
Weird. Well,
So
you learned a lot.
I learned a lot. Doesn't it sound like I learned a lot?
Sounds like
I opened my mind. I learned things. I'm sure there were things that I learned that I forgot. I learned that I don't handle jet lag well, obviously, because I'm a basket case. But yeah, I can't wait to go somewhere else. So the next overseas trip we've decided, well, we're going to the Dominican Republic in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next European trip is going to be Ireland.
That's where my next European trip will probably be as well.
Our European trips are syncing up in a weird way.
That's true, actually.
Because, I'm uncomfortable with
but
that.
But I've been telling...
You can't go to Ireland.
I've been telling my girl for a while we were at Ireland. Because that's one of the three countries on the planet she hasn't been to.
Oh, okay.
You know, so...
Yeah, she's quite the globetrotter.
She is... over-traveled.
You need to stay home.
Yeah, right.
Right here in America.
I've told her this.
Well, there's a lot to see in America.
There is.
A lot of America.
She has actually said to me, I haven't seen a lot of America. And I have seen, even with my two cross-country road trips, I still have not seen a lot of America
A lot of America.
But there's a lot. I loved that road trip. When we went up the north route through Colorado and then through Utah down to... That was amazing.
That's how Debbie and Molly came back that northern route. They loved it.
God, so beautiful. Yeah. I've never done Route 66.
It's very cool. If you like deserty and mesas and things like that.
I love deserty and mesas.
Then you would love it.
Well, I wanted to go to Arizona for spring break, but we ended up, it was cheaper to go to Colorado, so that we just went there and got really high.
Nice.
Legally.
Right.
What are you going to do, FCC?
We're not
on the air.
It's web exclusive.
Internet exclusive.
I don't think there's... I think it's lawlessness here on the internet.
It really is. Well, we should wrap up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I got to go to sleep.
Yeah, you really... Me too.
I'm very tired. You do too. Even though people are probably listening to this in the middle of the day or whenever. And why do they sleep in the middle of the day? We don't. We sleep when we're done recording. The program.
I was going to post this. This is I'll tell you after.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Welcome back. We're going to be getting into the season, as we had to last year, of hockey. The hockey season has started, but of us being preempted by hockey. So we will be doing the podcast once a week again, even when there's no shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be figuring that out, and we will keep you informed as that happens. Look for that around December, January.
Yep.
Pretty much. All right. Thanks for listening. And we always appreciate the support. So, tell people. Share it. Link us up. What else you do? Share a link.
Twitter?
Tweet us.
I don't know.
Tweeted us. Say hi to us.
Man, you can check out my lifestyle podcast.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Game Life Balance US. How do I forget that?
Yeah, there you go on WGN Plus. This week I'll be talking about how I saw Highlander.
Ooh.
And Nick Offerman was there.
That sounds like a great story.
It's random.
That's a tale.
Short.
Tell. I like to hear it.
Check out Game Life Balance US. We're also going to record a special episode of me reviewing Civilization VI.
Ooh.
To the point.
Is that a video game?
To the 0.5 listeners of the Brian Noonan Show podcast who have any idea what that is.
There was some huge video gamer conference going on in Madrid when I was there.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What was it?
I don't remember, but there was a big billboard in the metro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I gotta look into that.
Cody would like that. Some sort of gaming convention.
Yeah, I gotta look into that.
Can you game in Spanish?
We had
no,
some...
No, we is French. Can you game in Spanish was my question.
Si. Un poco. Actually, I changed the language in Hearthstone to Spanish when we went there because I wanted to practice by playing a game in Spanish. But it turns out that the words they use to describe card effects in a medieval universe, not really conversational.
Oh, no?
So I'm learning, like, how to do 3 damage to all minions on the board. It doesn't really... It's not really something that comes up in casual conversation.
No, the Spaniards didn't plan on that kind of thing.
Draw a random card from your deck. Yeah, it doesn't...
Wow. I can only imagine what that came out from.
We went to the kind of places where you claim you stayed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you said,
very nice. Oh, yeah. I got you. I follow.
Callback. All right.
It is a callback.
Well, now we're done.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
TonyandTinasWedding.com. TonyLovesTina.com.
GameLifeBalance.us. It doesn't matter.
WGNRadio.com.
No, WGN. I'm on
WGN Plus.
Plus.
There's a lot of things.
All the WGNs.
TonyLovesTina.com.
All the WGNs. Are all
and all the WGNs. Just
I have
go
the best
find
WGNs.
Us. You are huge.
I have the
We're
best.
Huge
I'm huge
on WGN.
With WGNs.
Everything's huge. We're wonderful.